Mr. Mayor, what do you anticipate your relationship with the incoming Trump administration? I mean, let's face it, cities were not necessarily a priority for Mr. Trump. You had a good relationship with President Obama, so what do you anticipate?
I don't anticipate having the same sort of partnership that we had with the Obama administration. That was unique. I treasured it. Pittsburgh benefited from it very greatly, and it was along parallel philosophies. That being said, the incoming transportation secretary seems very pragmatic and also very interested in technology and 21st century transportation. I think that she'll find Pittsburgh to be a welcoming partner in that and actually a leader within it. The question of $1 trillion worth of infrastructure investment, obviously Congress is going to have to struggle with how they're going to pay for that and not create a deficit. But the idea of where that would go into, I think we're still at the early stage. So I anticipate we're going to be meeting next week with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, a lot of the discussion coming around a domestic agenda, an urban agenda that will be based upon the need for critical infrastructure investment and what the priority should be.
You mentioned the formal meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, but I'm sure you're in touch with your colleagues across the country. Is there a sense of concern with the incoming administration or what?
Well, the initial, especially in the weeks after the election, was really on the groups that seemed to be targeted, whether it was organizations that support women and Planned Parenthood, immigrant community, the LGBT community, the environment, and sort of a gathering together to say that we will protect you, that you'll be welcomed into our cities, and that the progress that we've made over the course of the past 50 years will not go backwards. Now that we're getting into the days where the administration is going to be starting, where you're actually going to start seeing the implementation of some of these new programs or the elimination of some of the programs that are there, it really becomes more of a question of what are the state rights, city rights. So when we talk about things like welcoming cities and sanctuary cities, what we're talking about are the basics of the Constitution, the basics that give the states the rights. In no way does the federal government have the authority to put mandates upon local city governments, like taking over their local law enforcement or demanding their local law enforcement become federal agents.
A lot is said in any campaign, but should we just wait and see what actions come rather than what was said during a campaign?
I think we have to be cognizant of what was said, how it was said, why it was said, and then be active when it comes to actions. So what was said and how it was said is unique. So you can't take that with a grain of salt. You have to be very cognizant, and you have to make sure that the rhetoric is reduced and that the possibilities of what could arise from that are being watched very closely. And then the moment that any elected official raises their right hand and takes an oath of office, they are then compelled to be able to be held responsible for all decisions that they make, whether that's a president, a governor, a mayor, or Congress member. And certainly people have the right to be dissenting from actions. What should that dissent look like? It should be a call of action to everybody to be able to be more involved in the political system itself. So let's see what happens, but let's also be very, very aware of how we got here.
Mayor Peduto, thanks so much.
Thank you.